Thank you, calling customer support. My name is Chuck. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I have a question. For some reason, I have a charge from you guys through my PayPal, and I don't even know what you guys are, let alone I did not, like, I guess you'd say consent to it. It's like $59 and some change, and it gives me, when I look up the, like, information on it, it says you guys took it out of my account.
Okay.
So I just need to see, like, talk to you and figure out how I can get that money back into my account.
Okay, to further assistance, to further assistance, can I start by having a zip code, please?
Yes, it's going to be 74401.
You said 7401? 74401,
yes.
Oh, 74401. First, last name?
It's going to be Denny Mayer. That'll be DenniMaher.
So what's the first name?
Denny. That'll be D as like in dog. E N N I.
Could it be under someone else's name?
No, that was the PayPal card that even charged. Was that card?
Okay. Is your phone number 918-301-005?
No, it'd be 918-417-8371.
8371. Yes. And if you don't mind me asking, where about did you locate our number?
On the PayPal activity thing, it shows like y'all's name, and then it gives me like a contact thing on there. It shows me what time and what day it was purchased, or what it doesn't tell me what was purchased. It just says money went to that place, and then it gives me like this number.
Okay, if your mommy asking, so I looked it up by your name, phone number, and zip code. What is the last four and the first six of the card that was charged?
The last four of the card you said.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be 4152.
0152.
4152.
What about the first six?
The first six. That'd be 514377.
Okay, I have 514377. Right?
Yes.
The last four is 4152.
Yes, sir.
And can you verify the address for me, please?
That, like my home address?
Yes.
That'd be 4141 South 30th Street West, Muskogee, Oklahoma, 74401.
Okay. This is your card.
What was that?
This is your personal card? This is your card?
Yes, this is my personal card, and this was the card that something was paid for through your store or whatever.
Oh, no, I do understand. And that's your home address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have... Let me see. Are you familiar with receiving a smartwatch?
What was that? Sorry?
Are you aware of receiving a smartwatch in the mailbox that was delivered on the 23rd?
A smartwatch that was delivered on the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Like, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know what you guys were.
Okay.
I looked you guys up, and it said something about, like, fitness. But that is it.
Are you from Is it anyone else that have access to your card?
No. No, it's only through my phone. It's just my card. No. Like, it's just mine. Do you even know what kind of smartwatch? Because I didn't, like, even apply for anything.
It's just a smart health watch. It could be, it looks similar to, like, a iWatch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. I don't even probably have a phone that would be compatible with.
Are you familiar with someone that has the last name Gilmore?
What was that?
Are you familiar with a person with the last name Gilmore?
Gilmore?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I don't understand anything about this at all because it doesn't even tell me. All it tells me is what time my thing was purchased.
No, that's why. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Are you familiar with
the
last name Gilmore? No.
No, sir.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna transfer you to the fraud department in a second here, because if you don't recall of making this purchase and you haven't, even though it did get sent to your to that address, that home.
Okay, the only thing that is confusing is even if, like, I have a husband, but, I mean, his last name's Mayor, too. So even if, like, he would have ordered something like that, we did not receive that at our house.
Maybe what's his first name?
Oh, my husband's would be Dwayne Mayer.
Oh,
no, I mean,
see. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not even him,
like,
either.
It would only be him or me, and one, it didn't show up at our house. Like, we would have returned the watch if it came, but we didn't even receive a watch here.
Let me see. So, what I'm seeing is her item was delivered in or at the mailbox at 11:32 a.m. on the 23rd of January.
The 23rd of January? I mean, that
mm-hmm.
is crazy.
A couple of days ago, actually, about a week ago.
That was even on Thursday. I don't understand that at all because I didn't receive a watch, let alone did I order one.
With Ms. Mayer, I do. I believe you because you're not. So, we're going to get you the fraud problem just once. Hold on one second.
All right.
We're going to get you this money back, especially if you ain't spending it. We're going to get it back for now.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Second, Miss Hall. First and foremost, let me get this account canceled out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, cancel this out. Let's see, no more recurring charges. Now, there is a cancellation code, but when I transfer it to the fraud department, she
okay.
will provide that for you, okay? So
she
just
will
have a pen and paper. Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
And I notated the account, so she'd be aware of what you're calling in about.
Okay,
so,
awesome. Thank you for that.
One second. Okay, Ms. Mary, just hold the line, please. Okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you get this issue resolved.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.